te reo irirangi o te hiku o teika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Tēnā no koutou whakarongo mai na ko Gurley Clark tēnei. Ki runga e te raina te tahi wahine kamutu e hoama, e noho mai nei o Kaihau, tēnei wahine, and she belongs to the O Kaihau Lions Club. Nā no reira kia koutou whakarongo mai kia māu e kōrerona. Hello Elaine, how are you?
Kia ora. How is everybody this morning?
Oh, very good. So anyway, Elaine, you can tell the people up the far north and all around Muri Whenua and around Taitokau what's happening with your club that's involved in this competition.
Okay, so the Lions clubs go from Kaitaia through to Kawakawa, and Okaihau Lions Club is the biggest club, and so we're the best club to be organising or to be hosting the event. It's about the Young Ambassadors Program, and what we're trying to do is encourage youth to see community skills as an integral part of leadership skills. Youth need to be celebrating their achievements alongside community service, and then they start to understand the importance of their future or being a future leader. So what we're doing is this is our 5th year running it. We're looking for ages between 15 and 19 years of age. You must live in the Far North District. You need to demonstrate your leadership skills, what you do in your community, and whether you can express yourself in public speaking. Now, some young people find it very daunting to be involved in this, and they worry that it's all about academics. It is not just about academics, okay? It's about many, many skills that you can bring to leadership. So most times we have something like 20 to 25 nominated names coming from the schools and the cadetships, and perhaps only 50% of it take up applying. So we've seen some amazing youth come through our channels in the last 5 years, and we're really looking forward to once again hosting it this year and getting people on board.
Oh, very good. I think it's a good story that you've mentioned this morning, because there are a lot of young men and young women around it, and the age group you've given, and it gives them confidence in doing this sort of job as being leaderships and doing all sorts and having the courage to stand up and talk, because there is a lot of them out there that are quite shy, and the confidence to talk they just cringe and they just sit there and they're so shy. I've seen it so much, but it's good that this program will help a lot of them to come out of their shell, you know. So anything else, Elaine?
I agree. So after a lot of young ones have actually gone through the process, they've come to me and said, "Oh, Elaine, it wasn't as hard as we thought or as bad as we thought." No, we make it as friendly and relaxed and as comfortable for them and their whānau, you know, to come along and enjoy it. But can I just mention our sponsors?
Yes.
Because it's so important. There's $1,000 prize as first prize, and that is sponsored by Top Energy. Okay, and then you've got the second prize of $300 by Bay Plumbing Services. Okay, and then you have got $200 from Wamamaku Automotive Services. And then we have 4 subsequent prizes, which are book vouchers. So our sponsors are all over the district, and we thank them very much for supporting us year after year after year. Hopefully that's told everybody what it's about.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, Elaine Godson, for talking about this issue, because I just thought, all right, I'm going to ring you up and see what it's all about. So,
put you on the spot. That's good. Thank you very, very much for calling.
All right, thank you. And I love the idea of the competitions with all the different organisations donating towards it. I think it's a grand idea with the prizes.
Well, our youth are our future, and we need to nurture them along.
All right.
You really do.
Lovely.
Thanks very much.
Lovely, Elaine. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Iwa tekau mā whetū, ira tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.